somewhere between here and there, something hit that astronaut and crippled it. Made the baby whether to go on or not. You remember the answer? Finally, they made up their mind and said, well, said yes, said, think we can make it. They went on it and they took it a meeting a few times and finally the patient said, well, we think we can set it down and cast off again. So finally they did the word, so they set it down. And when they did, they stayed there almost a lot of time, hooked over the thing and started back to Earth. And when they did, they'd been missing the Earth by hundreds of miles. Think of going off into eternity, into nowhere, to the bottom, forever and ever, never another chance. They've been an error made. And on the way back, they were way off course. Remember the instant? Way off course. Houston was trying to pull them back on course. Houston was to push these buttons and the flashing messages, the news was flashing out. The astronauts were going to miss the Earth for so many hundred miles. If they don't get back on course soon, he said it's going to be too bad. They're going to be lost forever. No way, no way, no way to get them back in outer space. No way. We can go out and hook on to them. No way can they get back on Earth. They'll just be gone. And there they were pushing buttons and they were trying their best how to get them back. But the thing wasn't working. It was an error somewhere. God in heaven tonight doing everything he can to get the human race back on the right track, back in the right way to escape the things that's coming. He's doing everything that he can. He's pouring out his spirit. There's signs, there's miracles everywhere, but they're not getting back on course. But finally, I'll meet him with a man by the name of what? He said, for Houston, he said, take away those controls. Let me have it. He said, come over to me. Let me get this train back on course. That's what God's assigned today. Your life out of course with heaven. You ran it from God. You failed. You made a mess out of it. Why don't you tonight try it back over to the man that can get you back on the right course? Finally, Houston said, all right, right. The table. Woo! And the boy didn't go nowhere.
He turned over to was a little while. They began to tell him so many degrees he'd got it, so many degrees he'd got it, and the shout went out that he's back on course. Oh, listen, there's a fella up there tonight that's trying to get you back on course. Don't enter it tonight, but not believe him and turn it over to him. Just turn everything over to him. Don't worry about it. Turn it over to him. He knows how to get you back on course. He knows it's just the Holy Ghost. And just turn it over to him. How do you get you back on course tonight? But you can ask. But with power, you're loud and you're praised. And you'll go right on. And you'll miss heaven a million miles. And die lost forever. No chance to get back. Human error. Human error. Paul tonight, friend. How many times have men tried to build to get by on human error? Don't err tonight, but putting off God till it's too late. The man said, when I get my barn built, then he said, I'm going to come back. He said, oh, they told me to take the keys of the human error. I couldn't find where he ever got back. That night when the rich man jumped in, he could tell what he had here before. He went away sorrowful. The human error. Oh, he used to believe it were. Stood one day and he looked at that great man of apostle, heard the message, trembled, said, someday, Paul, you may be one of your faith. Someday I'm going to sin person. Someday, Paul, but that night, he's the heir. He's putting it off to future days. I mean, he left Paul away and took that woman that was his wife, marched out with him, a lump in the head and said he threw it to the air. That man would have fell down before Paul that night and said, Paul, pray for me. I believe God was saying this to me. Paul, we had a different story about this. But old Jesus erred. He put it off and said, no more convenient time. There's never a more convenient time than right now to let God take over in your life and get you back on course. Save you with the Holy Ghost and fire, and you put a praise and a shout in your soul, friend, that God will take over. And one of these days, when that last trump sounds, that Holy Ghost Spirit of God will transform this old body of yours, a glorified body, and you'll rise to meet him in the air. But you can err tonight, and you can build on errors, and you can get mad at your preacher for preaching the truth, and you can err. But tonight, my friend, don't err. I don't know. This is what the Lord put on my heart tonight. How this world is erring tonight. They're thinking that God is a good God. He's all mercy. He's all love. He died for it. He's not going to burn it. Don't you err, my friend. For one of these things that you stood before the judgment, you walk off into that place, called eternity towards the lake of fire, and you can smell the fire and the brimstone in the human flesh. I believe it'll be just as real as anything that you've ever faced. You walk towards that empty black bottomless pit, and you'll think back to the time that you err, that you have put off the sickening job, that you put off that crying out with all of your heart and surrendering and believing God. The friend, it's going to be a reality. Get the shores of that God in heaven. Don't err tonight by thinking that any old way will do you. Tell the folks there's only one way to be born again, of the water and of the Spirit, and to be born in the water and be baptized in Jesus' name. You have to walk the newness of life, to be born in the Spirit. If when you come up from there, God takes over your vocabulary, and you begin to speak in that heavenly language, the crown and the Father, then you know that you've got it, friend. Don't err tonight, but tell me who's been taught, that's what's yours. Don't err tonight for selling for a blessing. Don't err tonight for somebody to pat you on the back. I'll tell you a good fella, friend, it's going to take the resurrecting power from the Son of God, friend. Whatever he is that or not, so don't err tonight. Human error. I could go on and preach you about these human errors. Oh, how they erred when they thought they could build that house. Folks that didn't think they could build a church without God. You can't build a church with God without the Holy Ghost. They thought they could build a tower to heaven that they erred. Oh, yes, they did. Old Simon thought that he could buy it, but God would have given grace to repent and be saved and believe God. He erred and went away. Tonight this world's an error, and they think that everything's going to be a great utopia out there in the near future. We're going to have a regular Garden of Eden right here on earth. Friend, we're not going to have a Garden of Eden until the day that God finds old Satan and puts him in the bottomless pit. But between that time and now, we're facing one of the most darkest, terrible things that the world has ever known, and that's the wrath and the judgment of an angry God, because the heir of God. I think the whole world tonight lies in darkness and goes silent and covering the people because they erred from God. Man made a mistake. He erred in the garden when he chose to eat of the wrong tree and put the curse upon the human race. And tonight, friend, you can err by rejecting God's word. And when you reject his blood, you reject his name. It takes more than just believing in God filling the Holy Ghost. It takes that name. No name, no blood. No blood, no salvation. It's just as simple and plain as that. If you tell the folks and they get mad about it, leprosy will smite them. When they get mad and angry, then you tell them the truth. God will bless you for standing up for the truth. Don't ever take the tough head when someone's around and they're getting steady about their doctrine, about their service. Say, how many got the Holy Ghost? How many baptized in Jesus' name? Let them know what the truth is. Because if we fail to err to let the light shine out, God's going to let the rock cry out in judgment against you and me. Oh, tonight I don't want to err, but I want to stay on the right track. And the old way I can keep them there, just turn my life over completely to him and pray to him. He's trying to get us back on track. He's trying to get us back into paradise. He's trying to get us back into fellowship. Thank you.
put your knees and all the parts of God tonight. Just pray and believe God.
Just turn my life over completely to him and say to him, he's trying to get